Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby.
The bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
What he wants, he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone.
Dedicated that song to John Kerry. He's a bird. Yeah, unbelievable. John Kerry, he's out there playing dodgeball by himself, and the other side's got 50 players. Yeah, he's all out there. He's being Benghazi'd by Obama. Now he knows how it feels, huh? And the Putin? Putin is bad news, folks. We are meeting the new Hitler. This is the new Hitler. Hillary Clinton was right. And she could see Russia from her window. Yeah, SNL would never make fun of Hillary. They'd all be out of work the next day. The Chinese government would fire every one of them. I was stringing together a bunch of tunes, and being that St. Patty's Day is coming up, you know, and of course in the Catholic Church, that's an extra holy day of obligation. Not St. Patty's Day, the day before. They have the blessing of the potatoes. What a joke, man. I was thinking of doing a show where we bring everybody together. We could start a new trend, which is bring the USA back together again. Yeah, after the communists have rode roughshod over the feelings of the people. Do you know that there's only white people in the Republican Party? Do you know that they hate every other color but white? Do you know they have their own entertainment shows? Do you realize that for white people? You never heard of it? It's wet television, white entertainment television. Yeah, and they have great stars, great white stars, that like the number one trumpeter. They do a tribute to Louis Armstrong, another great white trumpet player. Yeah, we're so divided, man. There isn't enough crazy glue to put us all back together. Communists have done a great job. They've been working on the destruction of the United States since 1917. As soon as they shot at the entire Romanov family and threw their bodies down a mineshaft, including little children, they headed right for the United States to do the same thing. Fortunately, we had what was known as the greatest generation, And they were kind of hard to stop. If they came knocking on your door, you had to let them in. Yeah. And that's why the French were always complaining that the Americans hit Normandy and headed right for Paris to take their girls away from the Germans. But yeah, there's a story about a guy that went to Paris, and he was a senior citizen, and he was touring. He landed at Orly Airport, and the customs official said, "Where's your passport?" He says, "I don't need a passport." He says, "What, Monsieur, everybody needs a passport to come to France." He says, "Gee, that's funny. I was here in 1941, and there was nobody asking me for a passport. As a matter of fact, there were no Frenchmen here. They were all Germans." And payback is a bush. Sarah Palin was talking at the CPAC convention, and she was very good. She was very good, and I got to tell you, the communists were so successful in destroying Sarah Palin that not even the Republicans would get close to her. I can't be seen with her. Why not? Of course, Saturday Night Live says she can see Russia from her kitchen window. Well, you know what? She did. She saw the Ukraine, and she saw it, and she saw Putin going in a year ago. And where is Putin today? He's in the Ukraine. Oh, man, this guy is bad news. You know what? It's like Hitler all over again. Hitler in the Sudetenland. Everybody loved me in the Sudetenland. And then so Hitler went to, where else did he go? Czechoslovakia? Oh, no, he went to Austria. Oh, they loved me in Austria. This is guy like on a burlesque tour, a variety show tour. Then he went to Czechoslovakia, and the British said, "You can't go to Czechoslovakia, because if you do, we're going to beat you up." So they beat Hitler up at Dunkirk, and every boat that they could muster from England had to go get the British Army. How's that for a defeat? And they were lucky that the Germans didn't finish them all off. One panzer division up on the beach, on the bluffs overlooking the beach, could have taken out the entire British Army. You see, God is good. God is good. That's why on D-Day we got calm seas for one day only, because God is good. But we're not good to God, and we're gonna get payback. You have no idea. Well, we're building this Sodom and Gomorrah lifestyle. God is altering the planets. Yep, he just let us discover 500 to let us know that there is hope, and four of them are habitable. So that means as Earth goes up in nuclear flames, somebody's going to get that to one of the new planets. And it's Columbus time all over again. Let me jump to a tune. And my father-in-law used to say, you know the biggest mistake Noah made? He didn't kill the two flies. And this is a tune for the GIs that are coming back to no jobs.
Back home.
think you're going to get anybody to sing that song in about 5 years? Do you realize what's happening in the world? We're like sitting on a fault line. And the tables underneath are starting to move. And when we have our earthquake, it's going to hit us like a ton of bricks. You have to realize that the next war is going to be nuclear. There are too many nukes being developed. There are too many nukes floating around. If Iran needs nukes tomorrow, they can borrow 10 from Pakistan. Who is looking out for us? The last guy that confirmed that there was no nukes in Iran was George Bush in Iraq. Was George Bush, and he sent 60,000 inspectors in. You're going to take the word of Mohammed Baradei that there are no nukes in Iran? Mohammed Baradei just ran for the presidency of Iran. He was the nuke inspector that said there were no nukes in Iraq and that it would take Iran 20 years to get a nuclear weapon. Yeah, he said that about 4 years ago. And they can always buy them from the Russians. I mean, the Russians will sell anything for money. They'll just take the markings off, so and they'll put Sri Lanka on there. Yeah, so we retaliate. We wipe out Sri Lanka. We found this remnant of the nuke. It said, made in Sri Lanka. We're in trouble. You see this plane that's missing? Malaysian Airways. Do you remember the Bojinka plot, which was hatched in that region? They had a plan. Al-Qaeda had a plan of taking down 9 U.S. airliners simultaneously over the water. And it was hatched in the Philippines. And by luck, the Philippine police discovered the plot. And we were saved. And then the CIA took credit for it. And the FBI, they took joint credit. They always come out. The 2 o'clock press conference. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank Sheriff Joe, who without his help, we wouldn't have been able to get the traffic light changed so we could go green. We're in trouble, man. And when the Democrat, you know the difference between a Republican and a Democrat when they get caught stealing? The Republican claims he didn't do it. The Democrat says, you can't prove it. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. We got a nation. Less than 1% of the nation defends this country. And what is their reward? We're cutting their paycheck. We're going to lay their wives off from commissary jobs. Yeah, we're doing good. Now, what happens if they quit? What happens to us? Well, I'll have my gun. Yeah, you'll have your gun. You'll have a knock on the door. That's what you're going to have. And your neighbor will be pointing you out. Yes, he's got a gun. I saw him. He was cleaning it the other day. And not only that, but he's a Tea Party member. I saw him hanging the tea bags out to dry, and they had Democrat faces on them. Oh, man, we're in trouble. Okay, being that we're coming up on the greatest parade in the world, let me see if I can. We did Bold Robert Emmett last night. What did I upload? I'll give you another tune, and I'll start uploading some Irish music. That'll drive you nuts. You know what? You really want to torture those guys down in Gitmo? You don't have to play rap music. Just have about 5 pipers just parading up and down. That'll get them, man. We'll give you a Latin tune just to let you know that we're multicultural here. We're back. A couple of thoughts. I picked up a story in a conversation, and we were talking about the box people. Do you know? Do you know who the box people are? You know, wherever you go, you got to check a box. You know, what's your nationality? Check this box, check that box. I created one. I put Inuit Hasidim. Yeah, check a box. Well, here's a quick story that'll make your day. Once upon a time, there was a policeman's test in New York, and it came out, you know, maybe annually or every 2 years. And a white guy took the policeman's test, and he checked the box African-American. In 2 weeks, he was called. And when he showed up, the interviewer looked at him and said, "You're not African-American." He goes, "No, I'm not." He goes, "Why did you check the box?" He says, "I figured I'd check it." He said, "Well, you have misreported yourself on this application. Go home, and we'll call you when we need you." He got a call 3 years later. How's that? That's why we got to do away with the boxes. There should be only one box, American. Are you American? Are you American cheese? Unbelievable, man. Check a box. Caucasian? I'm not Caucasian. I wasn't born in the Caucasus. Yeah. I have a buddy that... he's in heaven now, flying B-52s in heaven. He was a navigator on a B-52. Took some shrapnel. He was very lucky in Nam. And, man, he loved his country. It tore him up when he seen what was going on. 9-1-1 broke his heart. 9-1-1 broke his heart, and what really broke his heart was that the two planes that they sent up from Washington, D.C. were unarmed. He couldn't believe it. He was sick. But he went to the motor vehicle one day, and it was big, long lines, and he's standing in line. And this guy is, you cut him, and he's bleeding red, white, and blue. So he's standing in line, and the lines are moving very slowly, and all of a sudden, a woman comes up from behind, to the counter, and he's looking, oh, great, there's somebody else to take. And she goes, "Does anybody speak Moldavian?" And some guy behind him says, "I speak Moldavian." She says, "Come on up to the front." And she helped him fill out the form in Moldavian. And this guy, he went ballistic. He went ballistic. How would you feel? You serve your country and you get bumped by a guy that speaks Moldavian in the country that you fought to keep English a language of the land. Can you believe that? But the guy that checked black on the application, that's the one. That's the one that really got me. And 3 years, he might have waited five. I might be shortening this story. And you know what? And that's why there is trouble in paradise. Call all angels, call all angels.
She's the only one. Guide her with your lovely light back into my arms tonight. There's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
How many would respond in the USA today? Not as many as before. I was in church today, and a girl's becoming a nun, and she has to go to, through college, and she got up and in the pulpit. She asked for financial help. She needs $10,000 for a year of college. And as we were leaving, we threw in everything we had. But I got to tell you, I saw the collection basket going around for the regular collection, and there were dollars in there. And that girl was standing at the in the vestibule of the church, and her basket was empty. It was empty. That is really sad. And I don't blame the people. I blame the economy. And you know who's in charge of the economy? The guy that won the lotto. Yeah. We don't have a president. We have a lottery winner. That's what he is, a lottery winner. He's out there, man. He's on all he thinks he's still on the lottery. He won a trip to Hawaii. This guy is he took the country down, man. He has no conscience whatsoever. He doesn't even know what's going on. What do you mean, Crimea? What's a Crimea? Is that a song? Yeah. And Biden, he's going to... We say, hey, Biden, hey, Joe, you know that the Russians are invading Crimea? Well, all you got to do is go out to your ports with your shotgun and fire 3 shots in the air, and they'll go away. Yeah. Oh, man, what a nation. You know what? It's going to take forever and ever for anybody to put this country back together again. This is the Humpty Dumpty country. All the king's horses and all the king's men, man, they're going to have scrambled eggs. It's unbelievable. I want to pay a tribute to the Ukrainians because they're getting stiffed. They're getting stiffed. And I know the East and the West are divided, and the West is pro-Russian. But I got to tell you, even the Russians are getting screwed on this deal. This Putin, if he gets his way and takes all of Crimea, he's not going to stop. He's like I told you before about Hitler. When Hitler got to Czechoslovakia, this was it. He was on a roll. He started to build an armada to go to England. And did you know what happened in England? Because it's going to happen here. What happened in England was the people in London had to put their children in railroad cars and send them to the country and get them out of London because London was about to be exterminated. And never forget, if Hitler had the A-bomb first, could you imagine what a ball game that would have been? And, of course, if the Japanese had the A-bomb first, they never would have come to, Hawaii or any place else. They would have left us alone. Yeah, and now the Japanese are building A-bombs again, man. There's a whole new ball game out there. It's like somebody lit candles on a cake, and it's 5,000 candles, and nobody can blow them out. It is really terrible. But the Ukrainians, I feel sorry for them. They're good people, and the Russians are good people, too. Do you know that the Russians are getting propaganda? This is what happens when you lose your media. And we've got about 70% communist media right now and 30% left that tells the truth. When you have no media but the government media, all of the Russians are being told in their country that the Ukrainians are slaughtering the Russians in Crimea. And that they're being starved out and they have no food. And friends, Russian friends of Ukrainians are calling their friends in the Ukraine and saying, we'll send you food. Tell me what you need. No, we don't. We're okay. We have a problem. It says the government is telling us you're all being starved out. It says it's a lie. But you see, that's what? No eyes, no ears, no country. So we're going to do a little tribute to the Ukrainian people because they're on the short end of the stick, and they're not going to fare too well. And I tell you, for what it's worth, in bad advice, I would tell them, don't do nothing. Let the Russians come in and do whatever they're going to do. Don't put up any resistance. Go underground. Do whatever you got to do. And ride it out. Ride it out until Putin takes one step, goes one bridge too far. And then you can get your country back. But don't waste your lives as cannon fodder. You know the Russians are the art of destroying cities. And if you remember when they were on the outskirts of Warsaw, they told the people inside to rise up and attack the Germans, and that the Russians would be right in to give them help. And as when the underground rose up to fight the Germans slaughtered the underground, and the Russians watched with glee. And the Russians also killed 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest, marched them into the woods and machine-gunned them all. These communists play for keeps. If you don't believe me, go to the killing fields of Cambodia and count the skulls in the swamps. These communists play for keeps. And less than 1% of this country defends it. And if they ever walk off the job, we're all up Shiite Creek without a paddle. And don't think they couldn't walk off the job. They're not being treated too good. And their key commanding officers are all being replaced by Mickey Mouse politicians who never seen combat. So pray for your country and pray for the Ukrainian people. This is a Ukrainian hymn called "O Holy God." These are the people the Russians are telling you are Nazis. It's Putin who's the Nazi. And he's on a roll. Well, say a little prayer for the Ukrainians because they're on the short life list. And nobody's going to help them. Nobody. So what else were we talking about? Oh, violence in the media. Violence is a form of pornography. And a buddy of mine, he likes to watch The Family Guy. He says most young people watch The Family Guy. And he was shocked that the other day he was watching it. And he believes strongly that video games are a very bad influence on kids. And then I told him that I was at the opening of the movie Saving Private Ryan. And in the opening scene, when they hit the beach, one GI is stumbling on the beach, and he's been gut shot, and his guts, he's got his guts in his hands, and he's, you know, he's stumbling for help. And when that scene came on in the movie theater, everybody laughed. And my friend said, "I don't believe that." I says, "I was there." And my wife was there, and she agreed. She said, "Yes, they were all laughing." And that's the conditioning that's going on. America is like Pavlov's dog. We're all being conditioned. We're all being brainwashed. Every day you get another little injection of communism. One of the projects I got to do, I want to see all the ACLU victories that have taken place since they were founded by Roger Baldwin, a communist. And I guarantee you every one of them is a takedown of America. And then once in a while they'll throw in something that looks a little patriotic. But their goal is to bring it all down, baby. Yep, it won't be the Russians and the Chinese that put the bullet in our head. It'll be the ACLU under the direction of Bill Ayers, who believes that the 25% of Americans will have to be liquidated in order to be converted to communism. So, figured I'd tell you that. We just did a tribute to the Ukrainians. Okay, let's see what else we got. Oh, the story on the Family Guy. The skit was shaving the cat, and the guy that's shaving the cat used a straight razor. And while he's talking about shaving the cat, blood is spurting up on his shirt. And he says, "Well, the cat's got 9 lives," and he does it 9 times. And after that scene, he's there, and he goes somewhere, and he's got blood all over his shirt. Now, who does that? What kind of entertainment is that? You going to call that comedy? Yeah, communist comedy, maybe. Really sad. Really, really sad. We're going to go back to when people loved each other.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Hey, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by no true love wins. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know. Throughout the day, our true love will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes you
I strongly believe that the next war is nuclear. I think we're all off our game with trading shot for shot. I think somebody's going to cook us. And if you know the American philosophy is we're strong enough to take the first hit. Beware of anybody who tells you we are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Do not believe them. They will get you killed. So, looking across all of the candidates, first off, the worst candidate, the guy that won the lottery that's in the White House now going on trips, man, this guy is totally out of touch. And what's even worse, his staff is even worse than he is. Now, Bush might have been not up for the game. I honestly believe, first off, I got to tell you, I'm a Bush man. I was a Bush man. And I only became disillusioned with him when he shafted Rumsfeld after saying that Rumsfeld would be by his side through thick and through thin. And then he threw him under the bus as a present for Obama. And also, I have it in for him because he never pardoned any of the guys that are rotten in Fort Leavenworth. And he was their commander-in-chief. And they were following his orders. And they should have their sentences reviewed and that they should be reduced, if not pardoned. So... when they were making fun of Bush, when the communists were making fun of Bush, a lot of it was unfounded and over-exaggerated, and they called him a dummy. And I also believe he could have got Bin Laden if he wanted to. I just hope he didn't know where he was. But given all that, and watching the communists destroy Sarah Palin, to the point where not even Republicans would go near her. That girl had a tough time. They aborted her entire family. They sent 60 lawyers up to Wasilla to go through her garbage. Now, that's all Hillary Clinton's doing, the bitch of Benghazi. And she's got to stand trial for Benghazi. And then maybe we should send the IRS to her husband's house and check the campaign contributions. Oh, how did you get this $60 million? Yeah, huh? Oh, is Chappaqua off limits? Who bought Chappaqua for the Clintons? Was it the governor of Virginia? What's his name, Terry McAuliffe? What did he auction off? Yeah, there's a lot of questions that don't get asked. So, in looking over the field, we can't have another Romney. We can't have another Bush. I don't think the number one choice of CPAC can make it. You're up against the media who elects the president and with the help of Hollywood and Saturday Night Live. NBC is, if a Chinese communist, if Mao Zedong was running, he'd be endorsed by NBC. Chris Matthews would have him on his leg. Yeah. So, and the media gets to all the people. The cable doesn't get to everybody. So it's going to be a tough fight. And we definitely have to get rid of at least 5 flag burners in the Senate. Maybe 10 would even be ideal. We're going to need strong control of the House and the Senate in order to stop the dog without papers. So I'm looking over the field, and it's going to look like Rand Paul or Jeb Bush against Hillary Clinton. And I say, we're all going to be dead men or walking, and women, if any of those people get elected, because they're not up for the game. And when they do take office, Obama will have ruptured the entire U.S. military. It won't be able to sustain a major offensive. So you're going to need somebody up there that has wartime experience. You know, like in the Godfather movie, they had to get rid of Tom because they needed a wartime consigliere. We need a wartime consigliere for president. And that guy, my candidate, in looking over the horizon, I have selected Stanley. Stanley McChrystal, because he has no ties to Obama. And he has no ties to the Republicans either. As a matter of fact, his book, let me see if I can tell you the name of his book, My Share of the Task, he has promoted it everywhere but with Fox. And I would like to see him promote his book on Fox. And, of course, somebody sent me an email. I've only had one dissenter and no pro-Stanleys. And the one dissenter said he's a socialist and he's a socialist. But I got to tell you, I watched how he handled his resignation when Obama stabbed him in the heart, the eyes, and the chest. And he handled it like a gentleman. And he obeyed his oath to the commander-in-chief. And so, therefore, I have a lot of respect for him. So what I did is I took some clips of American generals who have been a president. And the first one, of course, is the famous picture of George Washington praying and a white horse that's breathing fog, you know, from the cold weather. And it's a classic picture of George Washington. And there's a saying that Washington is known for. It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. Eat your heart out, ACLU. And then I have one of U.S. Grant, who won the Civil War. And his enemies, and you know when you're in the Beltway, you got a lot of enemies. Like Harry Truman said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. And he also said when they call the roll, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. And U.S. Grant, I got a picture of U.S. Grant in his fighting in his fighting spirit. And somebody, they tried to knock him off, you know, with political poison. And they told Lincoln, you know, this Grant is a drunk. He's always drunk. And Lincoln says, well, find out what he's drinking and send everybody a case. Send all the loser generals a case. Then I have a picture of Dwight D. Eisenhower. I have only one yardstick by which I test every major problem, and that yardstick is it good for America? Oh, they took that picture. They took that picture down in the White House. And then I have my candidate for president, and I'm telling you, we're going to war. We are going to experience our first nuclear war, and how heavy and how great it is, I don't know. I'm hoping that we're going to get a 911 that maybe just takes out one city. Oh, I really scared you now, didn't I? Hey, listen, if they put two planes in downtown New York, with pinpoint accuracy, all they got to do is bring a nuke. Bring a nuke, and Manhattan's gone. Saving a nation with team players. These are the times that try men's souls again. Payne, I forget his first name. He was an inspiration to the American troops. And he said about Valley Forge, these are the times that try men's souls. And I think he might also have referred to these sunshine patriots, you know, the ones that show up for the parade and then go home and take their plague pin and throw it in the drawer. Yeah, we got plenty of those guys. We may have 51% of the country that way. So I did a show dedicated to Stanley McChrystal, and it says we have a presidential candidate, and that's my presidential candidate. I believe, you know what, you know, like if you're going to have a catastrophe with a lot of wounded, you want a doctor on the spot. And if you're going to have a catastrophe with a bleeding country, you need a doctor of combat, somebody that can make split-second decisions. This war is going to be fast and furious. And George Patton said, in my lifetime, I have watched my country come from behind twice. I don't think if they can do it again. Not with atomic bombs and ballistic missiles. So I figured I'd tell you that just to make your day. And I thought I was going to do Irish music for you, but here's a nice Irish tune. You'll like this. Once again, it's when guys used to love girls. This is from the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. The two foxes are conspiring to raid the hen house, but your National Right to Work Foundation is guarding the hens. Last month, independent-minded workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, overcame months of intimidating union organizing tactics and collusion between United Auto Workers, union bosses and Volkswagen management. So there's collusion between the union and management. Ain't that something? And they voted against a unionizing. Oh, collusion between United Auto Workers, union bosses, and Volkswagen management, and voted against unionizing. Now that same union and management officials are teaming up to silence workers and deny them the opportunity to defend the election results. You see, with free legal aid from foundation staff attorneys, a group of Volkswagen employees recently moved to intervene in the UAW's desperate appeal of the election results to the National Labor Relations Board, which is in the back pocket of the Obama administration. Even after the UAW hierarchy, Volkswagen, and the NLRB conspired to rig the election in the union's favor, independent-minded voters still voted no. So now union bosses are demanding an election do-over. And last week, both the UAW hierarchy and Volkswagen filed their opposition to the workers' union to intervene. In layman's terms, the company and union bosses are demanding the workers not have a say in what happens. Now you know why I said the foxes are conspiring to raid the hen house, and why it is so important your foundation stay on guard. Because of Volkswagen's strategy to aid and abet at the UAW at all turns, I'm afraid of what will happen if the workers aren't allowed to intervene and defend their free choice. What's even more disturbing is that the NLRB is looking to export these rigged, quick-snap election procedures to every workplace in America. My friends, we're living in a communist state. It's just a matter of time before they have everything in place that they need to do to put a muzzle on you. They're going to take your guns. They're going to take your freedom of speech. They're going to take your money. They're going to take everything you have. And just think about this. You go to the bank tomorrow to take out all your money, and the teller tells you you can only have $20 a week. What are you going to do about it? And she says that's the new government regulation. What are you going to do about it? You may remember the Obama NLRB tried to ram through these rule changes once before, even after a firestorm of protest from concerned citizens like you, before the courts struck them down. And you know who's in the courts today. Every day, like Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and they're in court every day. And when they lose, they win, and they're in court every day. If they get away with it this time, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, these are all dangerous communist organizations with using communist tactics. What happened in Chattanooga will just be the tip of the iceberg. So that's what's happening with unions. These are the same people that wanted to know how their people voted. Remember, they wanted to see their votes. When did that ever happen? That's audacity. That's the audacity of Obama's father. Yeah, his father had audacity. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah. Oh. There's a quick story about a white guy's face gets broken by another black knockout attacker. That is not going to do anybody any good. And you know, we never see the good blacks. All we see are the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons. You never see the guys that they're just trying to get by. You never see those. You only see the phony ministers. You don't see the guys that are out there trying to get somebody off of dope. You don't see the ones out there trying to talk a girl out of having an abortion. You don't see those little small church ministers. All you see are the big money grabbers. There's nothing reverent about Jesse Jackson, and there's nothing reverent about Al Sharpton. Beware of those who dip their shirt in the blood of the Lamb. Democrats rise 24 times about Obamacare. Oh, that they're going after Kay Hagan. Yeah. Senator Hagan runs from Obamacare question on canceled plans. Obama's going to make the rules as he goes along, man. He's got executive order number 30 coming down the pike. Yeah, it's really sad. Let me see what else they got. When the communists take over. When the communists take over. I did that. That's my show for tonight. When the communists take over. Will they let us live? What kind of jobs will we have? Will we have to go to reindoctrination schools like Columbia, Occidental, NYU, Harvard, Yale, Notre Dame, Berkeley, Oregon, Washington State, birth control, Georgetown, run by the Jesuits? Yeah, thanks a lot, Jesuits. You've been kicked out of the Catholic Church about four times. It looks like you're going for five. Will the Republican Party be executed? Will certain races be sent to the gulags? Yeah, there aren't too many black guys in Russia that I can tell. There aren't too many black guys in China that I could tell. Yeah. Will we be allowed to still be here on the state farm? Will we be allowed to work on the state-owned oil rigs and coal mines? Will there be a death penalty for inefficient potheads? Yeah, you don't think they're going to let you smoke pot once they corrupted you with it, do you? We can't. You'll be dead weight, man. You'll be one of those eggs that has to be broken. Just before we lose, as the Chinese and Russians pour over the Mexican border, will we give them citizenship too? Unbelievable, man. I'm going to take you back for a tune, a closing tune. And the closing tune is going to be another love song, When Men Loved Women. An eye on Putin and say a little prayer for the Ukrainians, because they're not going to get any help. All you got to do is go back to the 50s when the Hungarians thought the Americans were going to come to their aid, and we never came to their aid. Our word is no good, and Obama is going to see to it that it stays that way.
So say a little prayer for the Ukrainians, and say a little prayer for your grandchildren and your children, because they're going to inherit a mess that is going to be mind-blowing. And never forget, your government is now doping you up for a 25% of profit. Yeah, and you haven't seen anything yet. Wait till this dope goes nationwide. There's going to be probably one state that'll hold out. Good night, guys. Take care.